This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I believe we have a moral obligation. In this pandemic, in America, we cannot let people go hungry. We cannot let people get evicted. We cannot watch nurses, educators, and others lose their jobs. We so badly need them. We must act now and act decisively. My fellow Americans, the decisions we make in the next few weeks and months are going to determine whether we thrive in a way that benefits all Americans, or that we stay stuck in a place where those at the top do great, while economic growth for most everyone else is just a spectator sport, and where American prospects dim, not brighten. These investments will determine whether we reassert American leadership and outcompete our competitors in a global economy. We're better equipped to do this than any nation in the world.
You know, Joe has a huge wish list, but will Congress be the genie that grants these 20-plus wishes? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, what's shaking on your edge of the planet? I really feel like we're all on that edge, you know, that invisible edge. Well, when I look at what Biden had to say, the president-elect, he's asking for $400 billion to bolster that fight against COVID-19, roll up your sleeves, if you please, and more people need to be on the front lines of that if that's going to happen. But it's interesting, pretty ambitious what he's laid out in this $1.9 trillion economic and healthcare relief package. Yes, we absolutely know we have to get the hell out of this pandemic, don't we? I am sick of the virus and as sick as you are of it, and that's the problem. We are drowning economically, not to mention too many people have lost their lives due to COVID. A shocker in so many cases, in others, they had underlying health conditions, but still didn't realize they were exposed to COVID. So this is the scoop on the wishes, and they are pretty ambitious. And again, you have to have the legislative branch sign off on this. So this is a critical time. You have 4,200 people in the U.S. dying of coronavirus on Tuesday of this week. The economic recovery is in the toilet somewhat because jobless claims spiked to a new high, highest since August, nearly 1 million peeps filing for unemployment, of course, because the jobs are withering on the vine. It's 6 days before Inauguration Day, a day after the House of Representatives impeached President Trump for the second time, and the wish list is long. Like I said, when you think of what he's aiming for this: $20 billion for a universal vaccination program, $50 billion for the massive expansion of testing, $130 billion to help schools reopen safely, $100 million vaccine shots in 100 days, and to open the majority of K through 12 public schools in that same time frame. So do the math for that. That's right there in the spring. By the spring, doors wide open. Now, even incoming Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer urged Biden to consider a higher price tag than what he was initially looking for the proposal, because they were going back and forth on the number. It's always about the number, isn't it? So the size and what the package exceeded is probably the expectations of some advocates, but is the footing sound, which is why I made the reference to the genie. I have a lot of wishes that the genie doesn't seem to grant me when I call out in the middle of the night. And some of these I don't think will fly. Now, The legislation includes a number of priorities, guess what, sought by top congressional Democrats. So what does that mean for the Republicans, and how are they going to take this? And it includes some of the more liberal members from Congress. And one of the big things is increasing federal minimum wage to $15 an hour and adding billions to funding for child care. That increase in the unemployment benefits would go from $300 per week to $400 for the jobless. I can't imagine a lot of balking over that from anyone on any side of this. But again, these are all the wishes stuck into one big package. Those benefits would be extended through September. That means millions of people that, you know, would prevent them from losing that aid, because that was part of the problem. The way the law is right now, it would be done in March. So the idea is push it all the way through the end of the year, and then also to link the level of unemployment benefits to general economic factors so that benefits increase automatically when the unemployment rate spikes. The proposal, we knew this was going to happen, increases from $600 to $2,000 per person in the stimulus payments. They were stamped by Congress last month, endorsing that. He was saying that beforehand, that was going to happen. Even when the push was on from the Democrats and the Republicans in Georgia in the runoff elections to get either the Republican incumbent senators in, that's what the Republicans were doing, or the Democrats to get the newbies in and to take over the numbers in the Senate, that was said, count on a $2,000 stimulus payment. So the eligibility for the stimulus payments to families where one parent is an immigrant, as well as to adult children claimed as dependents on their tax returns, that would also happen. That would expand. And then about 13.5 million adult dependents, a lot of numbers in this, were excluded from the check. So that included millions of disabled people, and they're talking about having that also expanded. A tax credit for kids to up to $3,600 a year per child under six, $3,000 a year for children under 17, and then there are some other nuances to that too. It would also put tens of billions of dollars into other needs facing the country: food and water assistance, food stamps, funding for U.S. territories like Puerto Rico. That would be in there. The interesting thing, of course, is bipartisan cooperation. He wants bipartisan cooperation on this first bill. There hasn't been much outreach, obviously, to congressional Republicans, especially with what's going on this plan. Democrats say, or the aides of some of the representatives, say that if the GOP doesn't appear to be willing to cooperate, they can shift gears quickly, move to what they're calling budget reconciliation. And that would allow them to pass legislation without Republican votes. That's what the Republicans did when they passed the big tax cut bill after the president took office, and how Obama passed the Affordable Care Act. That's how that got backed in there. So anyway, we know this. You look at the numbers, the Senate's going to be divided 50-50 between the Republicans and the Democrats. Kamala Harris has the tie-breaking vote. The House has it, obviously. It's pretty narrow, but the Democrats have that. So you look at the margins, and you wonder if the genie is going to come out and grant the wishes on this $1.9 trillion economic and health care relief package. Jack in Portland asks, will it be Armageddon at our capitals? Kate, should we hit the bunker? That's next.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mailbag. Let's get in the mailbag.
How you feel? Yeah, Kate Delaney here. We're in the mailroom. Jack in Portland asked that question. Is it going to be Armageddon in the local capitals? And do we need to hit a bunker? Best bunker in Texas I know is Pete. Pete, if you're listening, please, please save some room in the bunker. So there's supposed to be, yes, there's supposed to be, according to the FBI director, there is supposed to be, you know, protests at the capitals, at all the capitals in the U.S. on Inauguration Day and around Inauguration Day. And they've warned that there will be armed protests and that they're planned. And again, this is possible, being planned. So what does that mean? I mean, because of what we just saw happen at the Capitol, yeah, it's a little freaky. Maybe the hair on the back of your neck starts to go up a little bit when you actually think about that, particularly if you're by the Capitol. But they have gotten information that there is plans for this. So they are stepping up state and local law enforcement. They're stepping up their efforts. They're preparing for the possibility of more rioting, violence, that kind of stuff. And how do you prepare for that? I mean, how do you prepare for what could be some kind of an attack? How much manpower do you surround a Capitol with because of some bulletins that you get from the FBI and the fact that now they're on heightened alert because nobody was prepared at the U.S. Capitol? So does it mean that because people support Donald Trump that they're going to rip up every Capitol? And how do you prepare for that? If you're the chief of police in a particular city and they've all been warned about it, what would you do? And I think that there are going to be more patrols. But I think if somebody wants to get through, they find a way to get through. And I do believe that this maybe initially was what the plan was, that there was going to be this uprising if the president was removed through the 25th Amendment before Inauguration Day, but that's not happening. He's not getting removed from office. So does that kind of quell the fears out there for anybody thinking, oh my gosh, you know, my state capitol is going to be blasted by people who are freaked by what's happened with the current president? Because he wasn't removed, I don't think so. I mean, they're storming these government offices in all these other states to what? To prove what point? At this point, perhaps before, but I don't think so. There could be protests, and I could be wrong. There could be, you know, I hate using the word could. It's so vague. But I've talked to, even in my area, a local FBI agent. And, yeah, I mean, it's true. Of course, they're combing through social media before half of what was shut down, and in other places on the dark web, let's say. But I think more of that is rattling sabers at this point because of the non-removal. I mean, if the president had been removed, it would maybe be a different thing. In fact, I think it would be a different thing. Protests, yeah, but maybe not violent protest, right? So, of course, people are scared to death, tweeting out things about we're frightened for democracy and, oh, what's going to happen, and Trumpism won't die, and all of those emergency declarations that some think should be declared. And I think that some of this is kicking up of dust, and I understand why. Because of the embarrassment of being so exposed around the Capitol and short-sighted as to what could possibly have happened there. And we know it's a different story this time around, certainly for the inauguration. So I think I don't think you have to hit a bunker. I think it will be fine. Let's put it that way. Yes, everybody's being warned because of what was out there, but I don't believe we're going to see crazy snipers picking people off and that sort of thing. Again, because I'll say it one more time for the third time, the president was not removed with the 25th Amendment. So on the heels of that, I got this from Bobby listening to us in the great state of Connecticut. What are the odds that Trump will run in 2024? Well, if you've listened to me before, I thought the odds were incredible that he would do that. There was a lot of conversation about that in the, you know, in the higher ups, the hierarchy, I'll call it, of the Republican Party, or the, you know, Republican National Committees and some PACs that wanted to help. And money was flowing like honey on a very good day. But now things have changed, maybe with the second impeachment, with the woes that are happening to Trump, people pulling out funding, New York ripping out some of the money that he was getting for ice rinks and things that he had there, left and right, people are dropping the president. So he's become radioactive to other people while there is this massive massive fandom, if you want to call it that, whatever. You know, people who are really pro-Trump. There's this other side of the power brokers who are saying, yeah, like Deutsche Bank, I'm not loaning you any money. Yeah, we're not dealing with you. And another bank, we're not dealing with you. So all of that is drying up a lot of the assets. And what does it mean for the PACs? And I'm going to say, I think that's why there was the push for the second impeachment and then for this trial thing to happen. Because depending on that, then he couldn't run again in 2024. But I would have said the odds were very good. In fact, in England, where they make wagers on our elections and potential elections and on various politicians, the odds were pretty high. They were like 10 to 1 that he would run again in 2024. All right. Mary is listening to us in Palm Springs. Katie, the desert needs you. Come back. Be a regular here. What a fresh voice. What's your favorite restaurant? And I'm assuming you mean in Palm Springs. Palm Springs is a cool place. I think I said this the other day that it's a great place for golf, and it's not the elitist, I can't get anywhere and play golf. It's like you can get like twofers if you're smart and you know how to do that. And there's a zillion golf courses there. LGs. I know people will put me to shame. The meat shamers hate me for that. But I like a good steak. And LGs has a great filet. It's that kind of filet that when they bring it to the table, it's on a plate and it's still cooking. You know, it's got it has that metal plate thing. Oh, it's awesome. Oh, making me hungry. Richard in Texas. Kate, I just decided we are claiming you as our own, the voice of reason in a world of insanity. Do you think that Donald knew how out of control the capital chaos would become? Well, you know, that's the $100 million question, isn't it? No, here's what I think. I think the push really was to pressure Pence to stop the whole count, the electoral college count. It's ceremonial. But I think the idea was, no, put the brakes on this, stop it. You stole the election. You got to help me, VP. And I think the focus was more on that and put the pressure on, march down to the Capitol. And I could be so wrong. I could be so wrong about that. And the words were the wrong words to use. And no question about that. But do I think that he believed that people were trying to kidnap members of Congress, that there were going to be people that were going to die, there was going to be a fire extinguisher that was going to be hurled right at the Capitol Police's heads? I don't think so. I really don't. But that's what happens when you whip up a crowd and then you get a couple of other people and it's you are jamming on it. You're like an over-the-top motivational speaker, and when I'm challenging you. I am challenging you to go down there. And so I don't believe that he knew it would get like that. I think the idea was, absolutely, I want my supporters there and in the faces of everybody to see them in the Capitol to, you know, just see this massive crowd. And I want Pence to stop the counting of the Electoral College vote and to intervene. Then I got this one from Hilljack. I love this. He's calling himself Hilljack in Iowa. Damn, I heard you talking about holograms. Will you send yours to Atumwa to pick the games for me this weekend? I'm not very good at it. I think you're probably better with your sports background. You know what? I'm going to brag. Finally, for the first time in my life, in this pool I've been in with these guys in North Carolina, I actually came in seventh place, and there's like, I don't know how many people are in the pool, but it's really tough, and I was very excited about that. All right, here's my picks for you. I'm going to give them to you, Hilljack. I'm going to say Packers, Bills, Chiefs, and the Saints. There's your winners from the weekend. Meet you on the flip side.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FBI says they've made more than 100 arrests related to last week's riot at the Capitol building, with multiple arrests on Thursday. Among those arrested were an Arkansas man accused of beating Capitol Police officers with a flagpole during the unrest, and a retired Pennsylvania firefighter accused of throwing a fire extinguisher at officers. The Department of Justice has launched a website listing every person charged with crimes relating to the riot. First-time jobless claims soared last week to the highest levels since August. New data released by the Department of Labor showed 965,000 new jobless claims last week, well above estimates expecting around 800,000. It was also a dramatic increase from last week's number of 784,000. Continuing claims were up slightly to 5.27 million. This is USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden rolled out his stimulus proposal on Thursday, a $1.9 trillion package of economic aid and funding to combat COVID-19. $400 billion would go towards dealing with the pandemic and vaccinations, including funding aimed at reopening K-8 schools by March. Biden's plan included another $1,400 in direct payments to most Americans. Biden's plan also includes another $1,400 in direct payments to most Americans. The president-elect says that the $600 approved in the last relief bill passed through Congress is not enough for many families.
Our rescue plan also includes immediate relief to Americans hardest hit and most in need. We will finish the job of getting a total of $2,000 in cash relief to people who need it the most. The $600 already appropriated is simply not enough. You just have to choose between paying rent and putting food on the table. Even for those who've kept their jobs, these checks are really important.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The serious convo here, and then on the end side, and then the odd stuff like tiny houses. Would you live in a tiny house? I mean, I don't know if it was just myself and there was room and my pals were around. Maybe it would be the way to go. And would you carry and kill a pigeon that crossed the Pacific from Oregon all the way to another country if you were tasked with that job because of the fact that we're in the middle of COVID and it could be a risk? Istanbul might run out of water in 45 days. That's pretty scary. And would you put an AI-powered collar on your dog and figure out what their emotions were because this supposedly translates them for you? I don't think that would work with my dog, Guinness. The puppy that does whatever he wants. I don't think it would tell me anything. I really, really don't. All right, on the ends note, and a very sad, sad one at that, COVID dominates our conversations. Let's face it, it does. At least at some point during the day, you have a conversation about the virus. You do. So one person dies every 6 minutes in Los Angeles. It's just that bad in California, in that area of California. And we know that 30 million vaccines have been sent out, but only about a third have gone into arms at this point. We know that the president-elect laid out an ambitious plan in a huge Mama Jama package that included first 100 days, 100 million doses. That means that many of you listening to this show, if you're going to get vaccinated, will probably be vaccinated sooner rather than later. If that really happens, if that really honestly is what the wish is that is granted by the folks on the Hill. And I'm not so sure. I think there are honestly, I think there are a lot of bruises that have to be healed. And I think we still have, you know, lots of discord and disconnect among the people in our legislature. I mean, we have that across the country. But the people who represent us, definitely. What are the special interests? What is the party sway? Yada, yada. Business as usual. In the United States, death-wise, total, 390,738. And that's out of 23.4 million cases, basically. How many people have recovered? Over 10 million people have recovered. So that's good if that number can just keep on coming. Keep on coming. I would love to see a higher number. I, unfortunately, am connected to people who have died. I have two really good friends who lost fathers who were in good shape or weren't that old. I mean, you know the scenarios. I mean, I wish I could come on and say, well, yeah, they had massive underlying conditions and terrible diabetes, and it was just a freak accident. That's not the cases I know. They're incredibly, incredibly sad. So, globally, the amount of people who have died, almost 2 million. I'm just going to round it up. Almost 2 million. That's out of, you know, how many confirmed cases. Crazy amount of cases. Like 93 million cases. 93 million cases, is that right? I thought I was looking at this number wrong. Like, that is that really right? Have I been saying that on the air? That seems so high. But then I mentioned how many confirmed cases that we have in the United States. So then you take the rest of the world and you throw that in. And of course, it is right. And we've been talking about this since the very beginning that I jumped on the air to talk about it. When we were actually on this show talking about China and wondering out loud, how concerned are we? And then look what happened in Washington. And then, of course, the rest, sadly, was history from there. So the pandemic has left us so exposed in so many areas and so many people that have seen businesses fall just incredibly, incredibly tough and sad for people who love jobs, did not think. I mean, listen, are there lots and lots of certainties in life? I mean, of course there's not. Of course that we all grapple with the uncertain and live under a different kind of question mark. But did we really think that this was going to happen? We're beyond having conversations about that. It's about now, let's move on from that. But, you know, when you have 2 million minors that were diagnosed with COVID-19 in 2020, and more that probably got it and they didn't know they had it. I mean, how many people think they might have had COVID and didn't know that they had it? I was in San Diego and with the Hubs, and it was like he fell over. And we thought it was some weird kind of terrible strain of the flu or something. And then I got it, and it was terrible. And then people around me also had it. So I'm wondering if I was one of those that fall into that category that I didn't know I had it. All right, we move on from COVID because there's so many tentacles to that. I could talk about that through the entire show. But NASA had an interesting thing to say, that 2020 was just short of being Earth's hottest year on record, tying with 2016 as the warmest year on record. Did it feel like that to you where you were? Of course, we certainly saw that in California, they had insane weather where it was so hot, hotter than they would normally have it in times like in the beginning of, the beginning of the winter, etc., even in California. So they've been measuring this since 1880. And the overall temperature has risen more than 2 degrees since then. So people who track such things, watch it, and look and try to make sense of, hottest? I mean, going all the way back, even if you went back 140 years, right? And then you look at what the patterns are. I live in a place where you have to wear layers, and that's what I was told always happens here. So I'm always expecting to expect the unexpected, I guess. Let's put it that way, right? Because anything can happen. All right, this is such a horrible story. I hate this story, but I understand it. So I love my Australians. We have many Australians that come on this show, and they're part of Author's Corner because I am trying to introduce all of us to different people, different things. Everybody has a story, so plenty of people in the U.S. come on the show, and we talk to them. But there are also people in Australia that join us. A pigeon that Australia declared a biosecurity risk might get a reprieve, however, because it looked like they were going to kill it after a U.S. bird organization declared its identifying leg band was fake. The band suggested that the bird found in Melbourne in late December was a racing pigeon that had left the U.S. state of Oregon, which would be 8,000 miles away. And on that basis, they said because the bird was a disease risk, they were going to kill it. But now somebody stepped up from that American Racing Pigeons Union and said the ban was a fake, that the ban number belongs to a blue bar pigeon in the United States, and it's not the bird that was pictured in Australia, so it's counterfeit, not traceable. So it looks like the bird lifts. That's good, because there was raising a lot of feathers were getting dusted up. Let's put it that way. Istanbul set to run out of water in 45 days. What? Again, we get it because there's severe droughts and urban development is also crushing the area. That's part of the reason for the emergency. So Turkey's in its worst drought in 10 years. Dams are drying up across the country. Water levels in their biggest dam are at their lowest in the last 15 years. The Ankara mayor confirmed the capital only had 110 days worth of water. Ooh. And you look at, I've seen an overhead picture of the dam, and it doesn't look like a dam at all to me. It just looks like cracked, dry land. So when you have dams, and you have these two big cities, and you have their dams depleted to hardly anything, 24%, you got people praying for rain, trying to think of anything they can to make it rain. Oh, just please rain. And, you know, of all the things we hear about, I hadn't heard that. I didn't realize that was going on there. The worst. The drought is the worst. I've lived through a couple of those, but not at that level. AI dog collars. What's next? Translating the bark of your dog. So 56% of Floridians own a pet. 40% are dog owners. 24% are cat owners. So now, if you really want to talk to your pet, and it might be a one-way conversation. I have those all the time. I don't need a high-tech collar. But thanks to this high-tech dog collar, the canines have a voice. They analyze the bark so the owner knows how their pets are feeling. That's what it does. They have a database of 10,000 samples from 50 breeds, and then it goes through and it will tell you that. I should have thought of that. What a great invention. So the algorithm can determine the dog's five emotional states. And what are the five emotional states? Well, this is like what I go through in a day. Happy, relaxed, anxious, angry, or sad. And the more barking data they get, the more accurate the results. They're working on technology now to translate a cat's meow. I know. I want milk. I want a mouse. I want to go outside and catch a squirrel. How about that? What would you do to get in the Guinness Book of World Records? I got a good one for you on the flip side.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
To get in the Guinness Book of World Records. I know some people who have tried and have failed, and others who have made it into the Guinness Book of World Records, but they certainly didn't do what this one woman in Russia did. Would you swim under the ice in Siberia in the world's oldest lake, not wearing flippers or wetsuit or anything like that? Only wearing a bathing suit, a swimming cap, and an underwater mask. Plunging into a freezing cold lake, diving underneath that ice to swim in water that's estimated to be about 32 degrees Fahrenheit. She did it. 40-year-old Yekaterina Nakarsova took up free diving 4 years ago, then held her breath for a minute and a half as she covered 279 feet of a frozen lake, Lake Baikal, on January 7th. They think she set a world record with that attempt. There were people measuring it. The challenge was filmed from above and beneath the surface. She descends using a ladder, then following a route marked by a cable for a minute and a half. At the end, she exits the water by climbing up another ladder. Wow. And screams out, "I'm okay." That is crazy. 1.5 minutes, 1.5 minutes. That's what it was. And she could hold her breath. She held her breath for that length of time. I can't imagine. I mean, that's an incredible feat. To me, it is the ultimate mic drop moment. Exactly. Who's doing that? Who's topping this? I'm sure somebody will try to top it eventually, but that's the oldest existing freshwater lake on Earth. You know, it goes down as far as 5,300 feet, so the deepest continental body of water, as well as being, like I said, the largest freshwater lake. The volume that it holds, 1/5 of the freshwater on the Earth's surface. Wow. And it was extreme weather, and you could see it. I watched the video, and it was shocking to see, so bravo. And she was planning on it. It was dark. It was dangerous under the ice. So, you know, they were thinking even another day to do it, but she did it. And they thought, what happens if, you know, her mast freezes up or fogs or sticks to the ice at the finish line, or, you know, there are a million little things to be concerned about, because, like I said, she didn't have a wetsuit on or any of that, but, wow. And she said, for her, under ice diving is an energy boost. It's like I was reborn. And she said, it's a sensation I can't compare to anything else, a very pleasant one, and I always long for it. So she did it in this 25 million year old freshwater lake. Good for her. I bet you she definitely makes it into the record books. I would not even attempt to do it. I would just would not. There's, you know, no and no way. Uh-uh. Not happening. So how about this? A couple of other things here at the tail end of the exit. I call it the exit because we're at the final segment here on this hour. But Elvis Presley's Graceland, have you ever been there? Mm-hmm. I've been there. It is pretty, I don't know what the word is. It is pretty interesting, I guess. Interesting is the word. It was fun to do it. It's fun to go to Memphis to begin with, but some of the nicest people on earth. But Elvis Presley's Graceland is going to do a $100 virtual tour. So they're going to start offering these virtual tours. This is called really adapting to what's going on in the world, right? They announced that they're going to host 3 of them, and they're going to do it on January 27th, February 25th, and March 25th. And because of the restrictions on travel, tourist activity obviously has reduced attendance at Graceland and revenue, because that mansion is it just attracts so many people. They have to be making, and normally they have to be making money hand over fist at Graceland. It's packed. People want to go there. So they're saying the virtual tour is going to provide you with a VIP experience, an in-depth look into Elvis's life. And there's going to be a videographer who hosts the tour, leading you behind the ropes for a close look at details and items you wouldn't see in the in-person tours, answering questions during the tour. And the person who's leading the tour has been at Graceland for 31 years, starting at 17 years old as a tour guide, doing everything but driving the shuttle. So that person knows Elvis, knows the grounds. The house, the grounds, the gold records, the jumpsuits, the pink Cadillac, everything you could possibly think of with Elvis. And they're going to do the tour through the whole 200,000 square feet of the exhibits, all of it, highlighting the outfits, the awards, the automobiles, the motorcycles. You get it. And they say that it's limited so that everybody can have the best experience. I don't think that they haven't determined a ticket limit. Well, they could really just, it's virtual. There are a lot of people could do the virtual thing. I wonder how well that will do. Would you pay $100 for a virtual tour of Graceland? $100. So not $25, $100 to it. I think if you have to question yourself about that, you're not a big enough Elvis fan. But there are Elvis fans that I believe would do that. I think they would pay that money, and they would take the tour. And it could lead to, I don't know, other ideas for other people. Their places will try to do something similar. I'll tell you what, if they could simulate the world's biggest roller coaster and I could feel like I was riding it and I was at an amusement park and I felt like I was riding the ride, you know that thing where, and I don't know what they call it, where you stand up and they take you in all these places and people start to rock and almost fall over and it gets you kind of dizzy, and I don't know what they call that. They have them at fairs and they have them at on some boardwalks. When I was a kid, I remember doing a bunch of those, and I loved doing them. But it would always be the challenge to not, because I felt like you were right there. You were on the race car. You were. And that's the way the footage was designed. I think that would be, if there was a way they could cross that over, that would be something cool to do. And you know, you look at amusement parks, and it's like Disneyland, and Disney is ending their annual passes, and I don't know if that's because coming out of COVID, the magic of the annual pass, they're scrapping it. Is that why? Because they have to figure out new and inventive things to do when the world opens back up. So switching the culture, that's big. Because that became a big deal for a lot of people, especially if you lived in Southern California or lived in Florida near Orlando. But they're axing them. They're saying they're going to replace it with some. Now, this is the key. They're going to replace it with new membership offerings. So what could they possibly offer you? Because you want to be able to hang out, right? You want the deal. You want the deal that you pay for the annual pass and you go whenever you want to because you live there. So whatever they're going to replace it with, I'm curious as to what that would be. I guess, and I guess it's not going to, I thought it was going to affect Florida, but for now it's not going to affect Florida. That could happen, but in California it is affecting them. They can't, so that if you wanted to come, you know, midweek or something, you just had this pass. I don't know. Maybe you get X amount of credits to go have parties with the different characters. I can't think of what would replace that, because that flex pass and all that kind of stuff was worth it. You know, the price for some of those passes was as high as $1,300. And if you got the $1,300, no, it was actually $1,399. If you got that signature plus tier pass for Disneyland in California and Disney Adventure, because they were two separate things, you would have access every day of the year to the park. And I bet you there were some people that went to the park every single time they could go to the park. And I'm not talking kids, because there are so many people that are freaks for Disney. Thanks to you, and the tall guy in the back for listening to the show. Remember, you can always hit me up 24/7, Kate of KateDelaneyRadio.com. Make it count, everybody.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on books, and special offer today.